Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenow joins us on today's program to talk about this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Corey, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, kind of an item that was shared with us before the meeting, internet connection, a fiber connection between the city and a location in Grinnell to make sure that gigabit service will be up and running next year. And that contract was approved at the most recent meeting. Who will be doing the work and ultimately what does that project entail that will connect fiber again from the city of Pella up to Grinnell?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. As a part of the fiber project, the city requires transport to connect to our partners, so Cedar Falls Utility. And so really to connect to them, the city and our contractor identified a location in Grinnell at Grinnell Regional Medical Center. And we've had a partnership with them that's great for both entities, but it really allows us to connect back to Cedar Falls. So what the transport agreement did was select a contractor, Excel Utility, which is the exact same contractor that's working in town currently on our main line, to run that fiber line up to Grinnell Medical Center. And so really that kind of provides us, in layman's terms, a connection back to Cedar Falls, which gets us out to the world in terms of internet connectivity and TV. The total contract cost was just over $1.2 million, which is under the engineer's estimates, which is good for Pella Fiber, of $1.5 million. And I think probably the most critical point for us as we look to implement the new telecom is the completion date, and that is estimated October 22nd, still of this year. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, and as we continue to move forward with some large scale projects, we're beginning to see kind of the nature of those large construction projects. Right now, work is ongoing at the wastewater treatment plant, and that's been a significant undertaking. People have already seen some rate changes and will see some rate changes continue due to that project. And the unfortunate term, I know city councilors don't like it, but change orders, and that tends to happen in projects these sizes. Talk about what the amendment was and kind of the process that happens and undergoes when we do these significant renovation projects.
Yeah, earlier this year, the city signed a contract with WRH Inc. for improvements to the city's wastewater treatment plant. And really, I know we've talked about this before, but those are to implement requirements by the Iowa DNR. And so really, it was time for us to make those improvements to keep our licenses and our permits. And so the plant, which is over 20 years old, has been going through some upgrades. And of course, and when we're doing that, and it's such a large project and a lot of older materials and equipment, some items occur, which is a regular occurrence. And in this case, it was some of the piping for the electric system and some of the conduit associated with that. So there was a change order in the amount of just under $50,000, which brings the total contract to just over $6 million at $6,050,000. And so, you know, that's really expected in this type and size of project. You know, the staff and their engineers really work to limit those change orders, but sometimes in the nature of this type of work and the age of the plant that the city's working with, they're just unavoidable, unfortunately. The project's substantial completion date is November 8th of 2021, which is still on target from the original contract.
And then last but certainly not least, a lot of discussions happened in our community the last several years as it relates to converting the remaining gravel roads that are in the city limits to pavement. And earlier this year, there was annexation on 218th Avenue south of Neal Drive to Shady Brook that put that entire gravel road into the city limits. And now City Council has been working with city staff and an engineer to determine what that next step is. Currently, after the policy and planning discussion, what is kind of the general direction of the city as it relates to 218th Avenue and what that road could look like as soon as next year?
Yeah, last night the city council held a work session and kind of analyzed some of the alignment options and sidewalk options for that section of 218th Street between Neal Drive and the Shady Brook subdivision. And I think ultimately, you know, that project has been considered and discussed for several months and in fact years in all likelihood, but ultimately decided to move forward with the engineering constructing the street in pavement, in concrete, with a T intersection, it appears down at the Neal Drive intersection. And so that project along with the sidewalk will begin engineering in all likelihood this fall and winter and hopefully begin construction as early as next spring.
And the big key there is a budget change. Originally, the city council has been trying to deliberate ultimately with the cost, asphalt being much cheaper, but obviously doesn't last nearly as long as a concrete street.
Yeah, originally, one of the proposals was for an asphalt street, and the total amount for that project that time was an estimate of $463,000. The life of an asphalt street certainly does not extend as long as a concrete street. I think last night it was mentioned from the engineer on the project that an asphalt street typically lasts 15 years, and a concrete street can last up to 50 years. And so really, I think the council took that into consideration in evaluating their options and ultimately decided to go with a concrete street that will certainly benefit the neighborhood out there and really allow for continued development in that area of the city.
Once again, that was Pella Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.